Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and whether or not your street got plowed, it snowed a lot, and it's much colder than normal around here, maybe you noticed. So we will end the show today with a few minutes of practical advice on how to cope with the cold inside and outside. I'm joined by two guests, Joshua Lockwood, CEO of the American Red Cross Greater New York Region, and Scott O'Malonick, editor of This Old House magazine. Welcome to you both. Hi there.
Thank you, Brian.
And we've also been inviting your cold weather hacks on our Facebook page, and we've got some great suggestions up there. So go post yours or read others on Facebook at Brian Lehrer, WNYC. That's our Facebook address. And we could take maybe one or two phone calls for Josh and Scott at 212-433-9692. Josh, a lot of people on our Facebook page are posting things about layers, long underwear, layering. I think a lot of people know about layering. Let's go on to added warmth inside. Space heaters, electric blankets, wood stoves. What do you like? What do you recommend against?
Yeah, Brian, thank you. You know, we see at the Red Cross 70,000 disasters a year and around the country, and most of those are home fires. And space heaters, unattended fireplaces, and wood stoves are big causes of those. So we encourage folks, if you are going to get a space heater, that you get the kind that can turn off automatically. And if you do need to use one, don't leave it unattended and make sure it's at least 3 feet away from anything flammable.
Although maybe this Facebook suggestion from listener Betsy is okay. I know you say don't run the stove or the oven, but she says bake cookies, then leave the oven door open after I turn it off. Warm kitchen plus cookies equals happy.
Yeah, it might be a nice smell in the house, but please don't leave that stove unattended. You know, the psychology of disaster is none of us think something terrible can happen to us, but what we see every day and every night in New York, which is the busiest area in the country for the Red Cross, is people fleeing their home in their pajamas in these terrible temperatures.
And Pat writes that she keeps a big pot of soup simmering on the stove. So there's another one. But Scott O'Malonick, you own an old house in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
We won't talk about the other reasons Hoboken is in the news right now. How do you keep it warm in this weather?
You know, I think there's one fortunate thing about living in a row house, and that's actually that you only have two exposures, right? You have a front and back because you have sidewalls on each. But nonetheless, it's an old house, and there are a lot of drafts. And really, the best thing to do there is preventive, and that means before the cold weather comes. And, of course, none of us do this, including me. It means before the cold weather comes, going and making sure every little crack is caulked, every little space around a window, which can leach 10 to 25% of your home's heat out of it, is filled, and make sure your doors are weather stripped. You know, like I said, we don't do those things until it's cold, but that doesn't mean we can't do them now.
One of the most common questions that we get about homes is frozen pipes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
And again, that's sort of the same thing. I think, you know, in an ideal world, all of our pipes would run through the interior of the house and not poorly insulated exterior walls. But if they're not, the best thing to do, and if you think it's going to be very cold and you have a history of frozen pipes, is probably to go to the store and get some electrical pipe wrap. And you can put that on if the pipe is exposed. And it'll keep the temperature just warm enough that the water will keep flowing. If you can't do that, if you don't have access to the pipe, the best thing to do really is to keep the water, you know, the faucet just slightly open with just a tiny trickle coming out, so that the flow of water coming out is faster than the ability for the outside temperature to freeze the water in the pipe. And it's not the most green solution, but it's better than a basement full of water.
212-433-WNYC. Desiree in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. My question is, I have a space heater that is that operates like a fan, like it blows air the same way a fan would, and it also has the automatic shutoff that if it tips, it shuts off automatically. I want to know if those types of space heaters where there are no coils, if those are safer than the ones that have the coils in them.
This is Josh. I think my advice would be it's fine to use that, but Desiree, I would never leave it unattended, and make sure that it's sitting on a non-flammable surface, and again, that it's 3 feet away from anything that could catch. I know any of us who's ever stood in front of a space heater, sometimes you can feel it burning through the back of your pant leg, and we just see that each and every day here at the Red Cross, fires caused by space heaters.
And I would just add that, you know, I'm much more comfortable with oil-filled space heaters, which look like old-fashioned radiators almost, and there's no exposed electrical element in those, and to me, they seem safer. And less of a chance of accidental fire that way.
Anne in the East Village has another way to keep your toes warm. Is that right, Anne?
Yes, it's my little Girl Scout secret. You take little plastic baggies, you know, that you get in the grocery store for produce, those thin ones, clear, and you just slip them on over your sock and foot before you put it in your shoe, and it keeps them very warm and waterproof, just in case you have leaky shoes.
Nice. Hadn't heard of that one before. Plastic baggies also are good if you're slipping into a wetsuit, if you're going snorkeling. I just learned this recently, and you're wriggling into one of those excruciatingly tight wetsuits. If you put a bag, plastic bag over your feet and over your hands, you can slip right in. But we're getting lots of good suggestions for keeping warm on our Facebook page. Some of the cold weather hacks. Dan writes, waiting outside for a bus, stand on a newspaper to keep your feet warm. And Renee writes, use bubble wrap on the metal door to the outside. It does a great job of keeping the cold out. And to remember that in the middle of August, I will really be missing this weather, writes Renee. I won't. But, Josh, how about a quick thought on cars if you have to be out in the weather? What should you have in the car in case you get stuck?
Yeah, we always recommend you have a disaster supplies kit in your vehicle, and that would include things like a shovel, a blanket, a flashlight, water and snacks, a first aid kit, extra batteries, and a sack of sand in case you get stuck. And folks can go to redcross.org if you want to see all the things that you could have in that supplies kit.
All right. One more on the phones. How about David and Warren? David, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi there. I have a quick question about frostbite. I want to know if you're more susceptible to getting frostbite if you've already had cold fingers, cold toes, or is it just the same as you've always done in the past and just make sure you keep yourself covered and warm?
Joshua, I guess that's for you.
Yeah, we find that that's generally person to person, and you'd want to consult with your doctor about your susceptibility. But generally, we find that it's not anything that repetition is likely, so that you should treat every time as if it's the first time. Make sure you're layering and keeping warm.
Let's see if we can get another quick house tip in here for Denise in Brooklyn. Hi, Denise. Right to the point.
Hi, good morning. So my landlord installed a Mitsubishi unit, so there's a unit inside my bedroom, and then the bigger thing that makes it work is outdoors, and mm-hmm. It's been great all winter until yesterday when just cold air comes in through the unit. What can I do? Is this a common problem?
Scott, what can she do?
I think they make a lot of air conditioner wraps exactly for this purpose, and they look they're foil colored on the outside. They have insulation on the inside, and I would put that over that as a way of keeping the cold air out. And again, I'd make sure that where the penetration through the wall, is highly insulated and caulked. Again, that's a sort of a preventive thing that we forget about, but that's really important to take care of, because you do, as you've noticed, get a lot of cold air through the smallest openings.
Denise, good luck, and thanks to Joshua Lockwood of the Greater New York Region American Red Cross and Scott O'Malonick of This Old House magazine. We've linked to some advice from the Red Cross on our website, and This Old House has all kinds of videos and advice on its website. Find the links at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Guys, thanks a lot. And keep posting your cold weather hacks to our Facebook page, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.